Hi, Roy. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I had stepped away from my desk and I just got back and they're like, "I have Roy on the phone." I'm like, "Oh, shoot." Let me get off of the little hold I put on myself that I stepped away.
Okay. So
Okay.
there should be enough there now to cover it,
Okay.
but you guys will also, like, if there's any future charges over $4.99, you have to let us know because
Oh, no,
the
no, no, no,
only.
no. No, from here on out, it won't even be a penny more. It's always going to be the $4.99. That price will never change. Even if you were with us
Nice.
6 months or 6 years. The $499 a month. It'll always be the
Yep.
same. Okay? All right.
When
Do
did
you want me to give it a few minutes before I charge it so we could at least go through your notes, buy it some time to catch up?
yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. And you were going to say something before I cut you off. I apologize.
Oh, I was just wondering about the website. When does the website come in, though?
So everything, once we get you through your client interview, okay, so we get moving, right? So starting from when you conduct your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, Google Ads and website are live. Those will be visible. What we're always going to state in our terms and conditions is the first page placement on Google. That's going to be 45 to 60 days. I mean, that's a timeline we're always going to give, but I've seen it many times happen sooner. Okay? For
Okay, 45 to
you,
60.
yeah. So for you, as far as like your Google business profile, what you're going to do is add us on as managers. You continue to hold the ownership of it. We're just listed as managers. So that way we can optimize that page and manage it on the first page. And also we'll be managing your Google Ads. Okay? All right. Okay, so let's see here. I'm just going to go over some few notes. These are just basic notes for my technician. So first, let me schedule your client interview, though. So on the 12th, which is Monday, I have appointments. If you want something late in the afternoon, I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4 would be the latest.
Probably 2 to 3 would be great.
2 to 3. Okay, so let me schedule you for that. Now, I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If for some reason we call you and you're like in the middle of something and you need 5 or maybe 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and just say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay? We don't want you to miss the appointment. Now, it's going to have Daryl's name on it because, of course, we used his card, but everything is in your name that you're the point of contact. Okay? So let me do this. B dot. Okay. My computer's just like, come on, playing catch up right now. I start typing and it's like, it's not moving. Okay, there we go. You ready to start your weekend? Or you probably work on the weekend.
Yeah, the weekends are the best time to work. We usually just take our days off when the days off come, because usually we have a few here and there when we're waiting for materials or such. So we just
Yeah.
take them then. Otherwise, we just keep working.
Yeah. Your job is probably never done. Okay. Now, under your services, obviously electrical, but what else do you want me to notate on here so that way they know where to start from? I think we talked about EV charging stations too.
Yep, electrical, EV charging, anything solar.
Okay. You do the solar panels?
Yep, solar panels, the new security system.
Okay. Are we talking residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential and commercial.
Okay. Are you 24 hour?
Yeah, we have 24-hour service.
Okay.
Somebody's always available.
Now they'll go over more keywords with you and such during your client interview. I just want to kind of give them somewhere where to start from. And then, you guys are licensed and insured, I'm assuming so. I think we talked about that too. I just like to notate it on here. And then, are you going to want us to create a Facebook page? It would be created through a personal page. Totally up to you.
I'll look into that later.
Yeah, no worries. And then, website, you guys have a business logo, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have some pictures. Okay. Now, with the Google Ads, how do you want to target? Do you want to target by miles? Do you want to target by county? What do you prefer? Because I know you said 50 to 60. Do you want to put it to 70 miles, 60 miles?
Probably 70 miles of work.
70? Okay. And if you need to scale it back or you want to target by county, you can do so. Okay. And then would you be interested in a tracking number?
A tracking number?
Yeah, so basically what a tracking number does is instead of your actual, see how you know you have your actual phone number listed there, right? If we put a tracking number, it's going to be a local tracking number that's linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your calls and your messages. Or you can keep it as your number that's listed. It doesn't cost you anything.
We'll do the tracking number.
Okay. Now, also, like if a spam call came in, you can block it too. So let me put yes. And if you decide later on you don't want it, just let us know and we remove it and it reverts back to your phone number. Do you prefer when we communicate with you that we call, text, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference, Roy?
Probably all three, yes.
Okay.
Do them all because...
Just in case. Okay. And then hours of operation is going to be 24/7. That's what it shows on your Facebook. Oh, my God. That's what it shows on your Google profile, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Okay. And the forms of payments that you accept?
Basically everything, credit card, check, and Zelle, we don't accept any of the other ones.
Do you do cash?
We do cash.
Check, credit cards. You mentioned Zelle, you do?
Yeah.
What about, do you do any type of financing, like when it comes to the solar?
Oh, yeah, full 0% financing on everything.
Okay, I'm going to put financing available, and then when they talk to you about that, like with your website, if that's something you want to mention on there, I'm going to put financing available. Yeah. That's good. My sister-in-law switched. Here in Cali, I mean, oh, gosh, it's outrageous what we pay for electric. But my sister-in-law, she switched to solar, and it, like, literally, it's probably more than that, but I'm going to say at least her bill was cut in half. At least.
Only half in California?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. You're in California. I don't know what part, but our solar projects in San Diego are zero bills. The power company usually starts paying them.
Are you serious? Yeah, I don't know. I know I'm going to say at least half. I mean, she probably saves more than that, but... Yeah, I think in the first year she did get money back, like credited or something, but
yeah,
she's not paying what she used to. That's for sure.
Unless she's in the shade of like a hill or a tree or something, she should be getting during the summer, and she should be getting at least $15 back from the power company every month. Unless
she's
carrying her through the winter.
I'm gonna ask
her. California, zero.
Really?
Zero power bill with money back. All our customers are like 100% across the board in San Diego, all zero power bills. At a minimum, most people get $25 to $35 back from the power company. The power company pays them for the money they put back into the grid, usually about
$25. Interesting. I see a lot of EV charging stations all over the place now. All over the place.
Yeah.
I have he's like a family friend, but his brother owns a company. What is the name of it? TerraWatt? Have you heard of him?
Is that an EV charger company?
What they do is they install the EV charging stations. It's called TerraWatt.
Uh-huh.
And they're like all over the place. So it's like, but these are for the, I think they're the charging stations, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a charging station for fleets.
Oh yeah. Okay. I know what they are now.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
Right? I'm like, oh my gosh. I just trip out on everything. I still drive a gas car. Okay. I'm not, my daughter has a Tesla and she freaks me out when she drives, because I'm like, oh my God, Vanessa, stop talking to me with your hands not on the steering wheel. That's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and charge the card.
Okay.
Okay. So is Daryl like the silent owner? Okay. So if you take a look at your email, a receipt should have came through. You're going to have actually a few emails coming through. So there should be one that says initial invoice.
Okay. Still not seeing them. Go look.
Because I know it sends it via text and it sends it by email too. It'll send it to both. But I'd probably prefer that you look for it in the email.
Okay. Yeah, still not seeing it. I see Nadine.
Let me try to resend it. It would be coming from Local Splash.
Oh, there you go.
You got it?
Got
it? Okay. Okay, so do me a favor and go ahead and open it up.
Both of them are just one.
Actually, hold on. That is hilarious. So it puts your name as Roy Fish. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Let me fix it. Ay, ay, ay. It's supposed to be Daryl. Give me a second. I'm like, hey, Fish. What the heck?
Hold on. So okay. I keep trying to explain to how I keep accumulating these aliases due to marketing and Google and Yelp and all these stuff. And they're like, how does that happen? Like, it just happens. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
I
know. I'm like, I had put Daryl, but I think because on one end of the system, it has your name. So, like, when you called in and they transferred me the call, it reverted back to Roy. And I'm like, what the heck? No, it's Daryl. Because I put your name in another spot where they know that you're the point of communication. And I'm like, well, so when I look at the receipt, I'm like, why does it say that? So let me fix it. Okay, now you should be good. If you go into, it'll say initial invoice is the one I need you to find.
Okay,
I'm like, that's just crazy. I'm like, I guess we just gave you a different last name now.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what I want you to do,
Carter's,
yes, it'll say initial invoice. You see that one?
I do not.
Okay. Read off the ones that you do see, and I'll tell you which one it is.
It says tools and/or equipment, work vehicle with license plate,
oh, yeah.
Business license.
So I would suggest that with that one, you do. I mean, I know you're already, you got the Google Business Profile and all that, right? I would say, because we send this out to everyone, what I would recommend is that you supply us anything that's on that list. So if there's any change that we got to make on the Google Business Profile and Google says, oh, we need this, we have to resend the PIN code or whatever, we already have this step in place. We don't have to be bugging you for it. So basically what it is just, you know, the work tools, the work equipment, send pictures of whatever on that list that you can. Whatever you don't have, Daryl, don't worry about it. There's a hyperlink. You can upload them there. They are not going to post on the Google Business Profile or anywhere online. We just keep it in our back office. Okay, for your account.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, there should be another one.
Another email?
Uh-huh. Either before or after it.
Initial
invoice. Okay, beautiful. So I'm going to walk you through this one. So it goes on to say, hello, Daryl. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon, the terms identified below. Please click here. I want you to click on that, and I'm going to walk you through it, right?
Okay.
Just so that way you understand what it all means. So Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page at the very top? You should say that.
No, it says Local Splash. It says username and password.
Oh, dang. You're already there. Okay. So you signed it. In other words, you're quick. Okay. Yeah. It looks like you probably did sign it. Nope. Okay. Oh. You're in the wrong spot. Okay. Go to the top. It's asking you for username and password. No, there should be another one. Did you click on where it says, please click here on the invoice part?
Okay, ask invoice part. Please click here.
To accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
No. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Now it'll take you to a page at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
You're there, right? Okay. So let me just show you real quick because I want you to see also that your price is never going to change. Under your services, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. So we'll be listed as managers, okay? You hold the ownership. You're going to have the directory submission. You're getting the My Site, which is a custom website that we're going to build for you. Facebook page access and Facebook ads doesn't apply to you because it's not part of your package. Google ads are. Google Guaranteed is also a product that we do offer. But again, if you want to revisit that later and you need assistance with it, let us know and we can go over it. Okay. Google Workspace. This is where if you want to have like an actual like work email, I'm going to be honest with you, they're going to charge you more for that if you choose to have the Google Workspace. You can decline it, okay? You don't have to. They might offer it to you, though, okay? And I believe you already have one anyways. And then you have the advanced reporting system, our live client support team. There's our hours of operation with our phone number. We do communicate through text message, our delivery dates. For the first page placement, local map, you'll see it there, 45 to 60, okay? Payments today, here's the breakdown. $99 was your setup fee. $499, the $300 of it is going to go to your Google ads that we manage. You will never incur click fees because we pay that. And then the $199 goes to your local bundle. Monthly after, $199 plus $300, $499. That's what it's going to be moving forward. So it will never change. Unless if you wanted to allocate more money to Google ads, that's at your discretion. You would just be paying the difference. Okay. Seasonal holds, cancellations, call 3 business days before so you don't get charged. All right. And then at the bottom, like where it says mobile phone, you always want to make sure that it's that phone number listed there. Okay. So we communicate through text message and so forth. The two boxes below. Okay. This is really for Daryl to sign. So basically he's going to agree for you guys to receive messages to that phone number. Certifying that he is the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, the information is true and correct, and then he'll type his name at the bottom, just Daryl Fish, and then confirm signature. Once that's done, okay. If it takes you to a page to put a username and password, then you know it's been completed. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the last thing, so as a reminder, on Monday, we're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock. It will be from an 877 number. Please make sure to answer all calls within that business hour. If for some reason, like you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone, Roy. We will call you right back, okay? Just say, call me back 5, 10 minutes or what have you. I'm going to try to make myself available to do the introduction with the technician because I prefer to do that. The only last thing is I would say please make sure that Daryl signs that so that we get that submitted. And then is there going to be any time at all when he is available? Just to kind of, you know, let him know. I mean, I'm assuming he trusts you, right? But still, the matter of the fact is because the card's in his name. And I just want to, you know, cover all of us.
Sure. I will try to make that happen. Mostly he gets very annoyed whenever I bug him about anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you can make sure that that gets signed, that kind of covers too. Do you know what I mean? Just so that way we're all basis is covered. I mean, I know he understands what marketing's being done. I'm sure you run that by him as well. But yeah, if we can get that taken care of, I would appreciate it. At least the signature on that. Okay.
Sure.
Did you have any other questions for me?
Nope. Just after I get this signed, it'll take me to the thing and log on. You gave me, what was the, the logon was the phone number?
It's going to be the phone number. And the password is B as in boy, E as in Edward, and then splash, splash. Remember, all one word, lowercase.
Got it. So I will
And then when you go into that reporting system, like even if you try to log on now, you're not going to see really much in there because they're going to be creating all of that. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be able to start tracking results in there. Okay. We just like to send it to you ahead of time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time. Welcome to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
You are very welcome. Okay. So we will talk to you on Monday. All right. And you have
Monday.
My number. Call me with any questions if need be.
Will do.
All right. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.